Shalom. We're going to be learning from Exodus 27, 20 through 30, 10 today. The parasha is called Tetzaveh. One of the most powerful declarations from God to his people is found in Exodus 29, 45, and 46. It is the basis for all the law that will come in Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And it is 29, 45, and 46. I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. The statement is repeated over and over throughout the Bible, including in Jeremiah 31, 33. And that one says, "But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." God is telling us that he lives among us, and he will be giving us instructions which he expects us to obey. He also sent his son Yeshua to live among us and help us. He tells us in 1 Peter that we should cast all of our cares on him. And why should we do that? Because he cares about us, even about the little things. God's instructions are very precise. Last week, the parasha examined the many details of building the tabernacle. He gave a complete blueprint, right down to the colors and materials as to how it should be built. This week, we switch gears and focus our attention on the high priest, a representation of our great high priest, Yeshua, our Messiah. God tells us that each of us has a role to play in ministry. The priority of ministry is not primarily to minister for the Lord, but to minister to the Lord. And that can be done in a back pew during worship. It can be done on a park bench during our lunch break. It can be done late at night in your bed as you lavish praise on our Lord. Exodus 28 details how the high priest should dress, down to the finest detail. Now, why should God care about how the high priest dresses? He wanted the people to be able to instantly recognize him when they went into the temple. He wants us to be recognizable as his servants as we go about his business in the world. Every day, we need to cloak ourselves in God's armor and glory and grace. And what needs to show through our outer garments is the love, the grace, the courage, and the caring of our Lord and Savior. The way to reach others is to serve them as our Lord did for us. That is what he wants from us. He wants us to serve others. And what an example he is. When we question ourselves and ask, am I ready? Am I ready to do some heavy lifting on behalf of others? The answer should always be, Jesus did. He bore the heaviest thing in the world when he bore the weight of my sin. Jesus will never forget us. He told us so in Isaiah 49, 14, 15, and 16. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. But can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. He carries a reminder of us with him every day, carved in the palms of his hands. Our names are on his heart, and we're not just penciled in. Our names are indelibly, unalterably, permanently engraved. He sees all of us as priceless gems. There is not one person that Jesus Christ loves on the face of the earth or ever in history any more than he loves you. Most of this parasha deals with God's instructions to the priests on what they should wear. When God tells us what to do, he is never ambiguous. His orders are clear and not at all confusing if we listen carefully. In this case, he even tells them right down to the underwear the priests are to wear beneath their robes. It is important that we understand this concept. So often we are concerned about our reputations, but God isn't. He is concerned about our character. Reputation is what others think I am. My character is what I am. There are people now with great potential who wind up on the sidelines because they failed to clothe themselves in the garments of righteousness and submission freely provided by our Father. Others gird their minds, concern themselves with their character rather than their reputation, and submit to the Father in all things. Those have greater opportunity for ministry. A minister or a priest doesn't have to stand up before congregations and preach to them to be a minister. We all can and should be ministers for God and Yeshua. You may earn a living as a carpenter or an accountant or a school teacher or a realtor, but we can and should be every bit as much of a minister as Sam is, or the pastors of the CMA, or Miguelia Pines, or Jubilee. The distinction between the clergy and the members is a man-made distinction, completely without biblical bias. In John 15:16, Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father for in my name, he may give it to you." But we need to clothe ourselves in God's glory so that those in need will recognize us as his ministers. Do it, but be prepared to be recognized. Do not fear. Be like David versus Goliath. He showed the people of Israel that with God, we can conquer our fears and take on tasks that God wants us to take on. David went forth without armor and with only a sling. It wasn't until he committed himself to the battle that he found the 5 stones, one of which would bring down the giant Goliath. It won't be until we start sharing our faith and reaching out to people that we will be given exactly what we need for our ministry. Preparing to minister is not nearly as necessary as daring to minister. It is when we are in the valley of confrontation that we will look up and see 5 smooth stones waiting to be put to God's use. Lord, if we were to thank you every day, all day long, it would not be nearly enough for what you have done and are doing for us. The gift you are giving us is beyond compare. Thank you. Amen. Shabbat shalom.